Adrian Hill is a community organizer with the United Tenants of Albany. Welcome, Adrian.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So I guess first off, tell us a bit about United Tenants and the services you're providing to local renters.
Sure. United Tenants of Albany has been around for about 40 years. We are an organization that is dedicated to not only providing very tangible services, but we offer advocacy services, information on tenants' rights, anything that has to do with housing and folks being able to secure affordable housing that's adequate for their needs. And when there's situations that prevent that, whether they be eviction or problems with landlords or, you know, a myriad of things that folks go through, we are there to assist.
Are there any specific programs you want to talk about or think that are particularly important to what you guys do?
Our homeless prevention program is actually the program where we provide monetary assistance to people who are behind in their rent, who are looking to move into new apartments or homes and need first month's rent and security deposits. We also provide assistance for folks who are behind in their utility payments. We also offer advocacy services for people who are having difficulties with their landlords and cannot navigate those conversations. And the other piece to our homeless prevention program is our legal advocacy. And that piece is actually where we have two folks who are involved in court proceedings, evictions, foreclosures, etc., that are there to help folks right from the beginning of the process to the end, providing legal assistance, helping with paperwork, or any other things that are attached to that particular situation.
Mm-hmm. So how is the current health crisis affecting renters in the area, and how is your organization attempting to support them in light of the global pandemic?
Right now, there are individuals who have lost employment because of COVID, who have been furloughed, their hours have been cut. There's a $3 billion debt across the state of New York in reference to rent right now. It has affected people insurmountably. We have seen the increase in the need for our services has increased tenfold during this pandemic. So what we have been doing is, folks, we have a housing hotline, which is our initial point of contact. People call in and they state the need that they have. We have a young lady who actually divides the calls into categories. We have a category for rental assistance. We have a category for court issues, and we have a category for legal issues. After that happens, the individuals are directed to one of our housing case managers. They are contacted by phone, an intake is done, and the process begins.
Wow, yeah. It definitely sounds like, I didn't know that $3 billion number. So that's definitely, that's staggering.
We have an eviction moratorium right now. Going to offer relief for people who are housing insecure and who are possibly facing eviction, but the debt is going to continue to increase. We have not seen a lot of assistance from the federal level, which is actually what we are looking forward to being in place sometime in the near future so that we can actually, again, assist people in that debt that they're incurring. The situation is drastic, and crisis is not even a sufficient word to describe the situation. We have families, individuals, people with disabilities. Everyone who rents is being affected by this crisis in one manner or another.
What do you feel are the best ways within our people within our community can support and get involved with the work that United Tenants of Albany is doing?
Oh, there's a couple of different ways. The department that I am in charge of orchestrating is the Community Development Department, and we have opportunities for folks to come alongside us and learn about the different policies and procedures that are being voted on the local and the state level. And they can learn about political education and begin to, you know, sign petitions and even share their stories about the things that they have gone through in reference to housing. These are things that we are able to convey to our electeds to get the point across and to express what people really need. The other thing that folks can do is we are always looking for volunteers who have time and who want to help further the social justice cause that we're involved in. We also have a Housing for All Committee, which is a committee comprised of service providers, landlords, tenants, and electeds, folks in the community who want to be in the arena, if you will, as housing policy is made on the local level. We have a lot of interaction with the Common Council and the Mayor's Office of City Hall. And, you know, we try to come together to make the best policies, procedures, programming, all of that for folks across the board in the community in reference to housing. The other part where folks can help is we are always looking for folks who are generous, who have the wherewithal and the resources to donate to our funds, where we then help folks with the different things that they have need of in reference to housing.
All right. Well, we are close to out of time, but finally, I just want to ask, do you have any specific advice for tenants facing eviction currently, or not eviction because of the moratorium, but who will possibly be facing eviction because of their debts after the moratorium expires? And what kind of actions would you advise that they take to assert their rights?
Right now, I encourage anyone who is possibly facing eviction potentially down the road. There is the new eviction moratorium has some different parts to it. There is a disclaimer that folks can fill out to send to their landlords, who then send it to the court, which actually puts them in a position where if they are facing eviction or if there's paperwork that has already been filed, that will stop it immediately. And this will happen until May, I believe. And at that point, that's when evictions in the court piece is supposed to ramp up again. But I encourage folks to reach out to the United Tenants Facebook page, our website, to find out information about the moratorium, get the document, have it filled out by the landlord, and send it to the court. And then what we are going to do in between now and then is look for more resources to help folks with those arrears. And we collaborate with other community-based organizations that also have funding. So if a person does not meet our criteria, we definitely try to refer them to another service provider that can.
All right. I think we're just about a time, about out of time. Adrian Hill, thank you so much for speaking with us. As I said earlier, that was Adrian Hill with United Tenants of Albany, and I am Ian Justino with the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.